During the first weekend of November of this year, 400 people from all over the country and abroad attended NASCO Institute, an educational conference hosted in Ann Arbor, Michigan, by the North American Students for Cooperation, or NASCO, in the Intercooperative Council at the University of Michigan, referred to as ICC Ann Arbor. After an acknowledgement of the native land the University of Michigan resides, Rati Sutrisno, NASCO's Director of Community Engagement, introduced the event.
Thank you for joining us in Ann Arbor. We have over 400 cooperators from near and far, from Montreal to San Diego, and even cooperators from Japan and Germany here with us today. We are a vibrant and diverse community here to share ideas, learn new skills, and work on building an inclusive and accessible cooperative movement for all. NASCO Institute is an event designed for cooperators by cooperators, and we are so excited for the 50-plus hands-on educational workshops, panels, discussions, strategy sessions, caucuses, community building, and sharing that will take place these next couple of days. We hope that before you return home, you will try something new, expand your cooperative skills toolbox, make lasting connections with fellow cooperators, and use this year's conference theme to explore ways that you and your cooperative friends are connected to a resilient global movement and, of course, a legacy of cooperation.
Cooperatives are a social, cultural, and economical movement, a movement that wants to put social power in the hands of students, communities, and workers through member or worker-owned organizations based on shared work, education, and a sustainable, accessible future. During the conference, I was able to speak with Liz Anderson, NASCO's Director of Education, on why they have chosen to work in the cooperative movement.
And then after college, I started working for the United States Federation of Worker Cooperatives, and that really blew my mind, because up until that point, I've been working with nonprofits. I majored in business and nonprofit management, and I thought, you know what, I want to work with nonprofits for the rest of my life. And then I kind of found that, like, the nonprofit industrial complex was really deeply affecting the work that nonprofits were doing. Foundation grants were really stipulating the work that were done and the way that people worked together, like not building coalitions or sharing funding or having a big pot that people can work with. And when I got to the Federation, Esteban sat me down and was like, these are all of our partners. This is our coalition. These are the groups that work with us and give us funding. And like, I was blown away. And after that, I knew that I needed to work with co-ops. And it was a year-long position. And at the end of it, I was encouraged to apply to NASCO.
NASCO's impact goes beyond the annual conference and can be felt in cooperatives that are part of NASCO. I spoke with John Arnold, a representative of the Interfaith Community for the Tame Immigrants, or ICDI, from Chicago, Illinois. The ICDI recently opened a cooperative housing community along with their nonprofit and became members of NASCO.
So we joined NASCO right as we were forming this program in January, and NASCO has been incredibly helpful in referring us to other co-ops in Chicago to help us understand what the co-op situation in Chicago is like, providing us with materials to think about how to run a co-op and start a community and, you know, keep people liking each other and not fighting. So we've been incredibly happy and grateful to be a part of NASCO, and everyone there has been such a great help for us.
One of the most exciting attendees at this year's conference were representatives of the Japanese Consumers Cooperative Union, or JCCU, an organization that represents 28 million people. The JCCU donated to NASCO's Kagawa Fund. This money will be used to help develop and grow new and established cooperatives across North America. It was a warm and exhilarating moment when the JCCU was named honorary members of NASCO and see the cooperative bonds across organizations and nations. I was able to speak with Jiro Ito, manager of public relations at the JCCU, who told me what the cooperative movement is like in Japan.
Majority of our member co-op is so-called community-based food co-op. So the our members, majority of our members are the ordinary consumers, mainly housewives and also the 90%, more than 95% is women. And some of our members are the university cooperatives, that very similar to you, yours. But university cooperatives in Japan don't do the housing businesses. Mainly they are running the small stores which sells groceries, also they're doing the bookshops and also insurance and something like that. So so it's very new for us to know that in United States you are doing the housing cooperative. It's very unique for us.
The International Cooperative Alliance estimates that there are 3 million cooperative organizations across the world. In the U.S. and Canada, NASCO is made of 50 different cooperative organizations that represent roughly 4,000 people. These first 50 years of NASCO are the groundwork towards 50 more years of cooperation, growth, and inclusive, accessible power. For WMU, this is Julia Selig.